Before I turn it over to Senator Clinton, let me repeat what I said before. I don't think there has been anybody in this nation who has been a more powerful, more aggressive, appropriately aggressive voice on this issue, understanding what it means to the households, the parents, the children, the seniors of this nation, not to have quality health care. And through thick and thin, through turbulent political waters, Senator Clinton has carried this message. And so, Senator, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your guidance on this issue. We're proud to have you here.
Thank you so much, Governor. Well, I'm proud to be here, and I'm particularly proud to be standing next to Governor Spitzer as he wages an important battle on behalf of the children in New York and, indeed, children across the country. He's been a terrific ally on this and many other issues. And once again, we are turning to him for his leadership in taking on the Bush administration and doing everything he can from the state level in conjunction with other governors, such as Governor Schwarzenegger, and I, with my colleagues in the Congress, waging the battle there as well. I also want to thank the family members and facilitators who have been here with us. We've been talking to them about some of their individual stories, and you'll hear in a few minutes from one of the mothers about what her experience has been in trying to make sure that her daughter, Pascal, who's there, gets insured. You know, I was very proud to help create the state children's health insurance program back in 1997. We did it for obvious reasons. We were unsuccessful in reforming our health care system so that we could guarantee quality, affordable health care to every American. But for me, especially having been a children's advocate for more than 35 years, starting out working at the Children's Defense Fund, the fact that we were leaving so many millions of our children, particularly children and working families without health insurance, was just outrageous. So we did band together in a bipartisan way, the White House and the Congress, to pass the state children's health insurance program. And it has been a remarkable success. It was the biggest expansion of health care coverage for more than 30 years, going back to 1965 with Medicare and Medicaid. And after the bill passed, I then spent a lot of time as First Lady trying to get the word out because a lot of families just didn't know where to turn. They didn't know that they were now eligible for this new program. And again, I was very pleased that we reached the point where we could insure 6 million children. The downside is that until just recently, we thought we had left nearly 9 million children out. And that's why in the Congress, just as with the governor here in New York, we were working to reauthorize the program, which does expire at the end of September, to cover even more children. Now, the Census Bureau has just reported that we've gone backwards under the Bush administration. The Census Bureau released statistics showing that more than 47 million Americans have no health insurance. 2.5 million are from New York. And New York does a much better job than many states in trying to reach out and find people and provide health insurance for them. So after declining during the 1990s, the number of uninsured children in our country has increased. And that to me is just unforgivable, that we are not making steady progress in insuring more and more of our children, but in fact are watching that progress be reversed under this administration. Well, it is back to school season, and the fact is too many of our children are also going back on the rolls of the uninsured. And these are children without a primary doctor, without access to the treatment they need, without the healthy start that they deserve. And Governor Spitzer understands this, which is one of the reasons why he has sought to expand access for eligibility to New York's children through the Children's Health Insurance Program to 400% of the poverty level, which is not a lot of money in New York. It may be a lot of money somewhere else, but it's not a lot of money in our state. The House and the Senate recently passed bipartisan legislation, which I was very proud to support, to expand the CHIP program for an additional 3.2 million children. That would reduce the number of uninsured children by one-third over the next 5 years. I have introduced legislation with Congressman Dingell to do exactly what the governor is proposing for New York, take the eligibility level up to 400% of poverty. Now, what we know is that every single child deserves a healthy start in life. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure the Bush administration doesn't undermine that, because this issue should transcend the ideological or the partisan divide. Yet instead of joining the nonpartisan chorus, the Bush-Cheney administration is singing a very different tune. The president just doesn't see 8.7 million children without insurance as a problem worth solving. In fact, I have often said that the administration looks right through these children and their families. That's as though they are invisible to them. And for me, that is inexplicable. For the president to say he will veto an expansion of the Children's Health Insurance Program is bad enough. For his administration, in the stealth of night, as the governor said last Friday, to come out with proposed regulations that would truly turn the clock back is absolutely beyond anyone's imagination. So there they were last Friday, looking for a way to launch a sneak attack on the children of America and their hardworking families. The president is deliberately trying to undermine what we have done in New York and what a number of states have done to meet the moral, economic, and health care needs of our children. So I'm going to do everything I can to get our bill out of Congress, to get it sent to the president, to dare him to veto it, to say, here's a bipartisan bill that will expand coverage. Let's see where you stand on that. And for him to say that everyone has access to health care in America because everyone can go to an emergency room is the height of irresponsibility. If you go to our emergency rooms, you find that a lot of people are there because they literally have nowhere else to go. They get there late. They get there sicker than they would have been if they had access to primary care and preventive care. They are clogging up the emergency rooms, making it more difficult for our emergency room staffs to actually treat the people with emergencies. So for the president to even say what he said betrays a profound misunderstanding of what's actually going on in the country that he is the president of. So let's do everything we can to build on the success of the CHIP program. Let's do everything we can to support the governor in what he is attempting to do to expand coverage. And, you know, I believe very strongly that it does take a village to raise a child, but it takes real leadership in that village. And that's exactly what the governor and I are fighting for. And we hope that we'll be able to either persuade the president to see the errors of his ways or override his veto and totally undermine these ill-thought-out regulations through law or through legislation that he has attempted to foist on states like New York.